If you have some question, I'm happy to answer for the question. And in that way, if necessary, I will refer to the Lotus Sutta. Hey.
What does no outflows mean?
No outflows. No outflows means, you know, by because our practice is not, you know, sincere or not complete. There are many leakages in your life and practice. That is the opposite of to have many leakages. It means mostly desires, you know. let your desire, you know, as it goes, this way, that way, that is leakage. And to control our desires, like to build a big reservoir. Without any leakage, that is no outflow. It is more, you know, more arahat kind practice. Very, maybe, negative practice. Some other questions? Hi.
In the Lotus Sutta they say the Buddha seed arises from conditions.
Buddha's what?
The Buddha seed.
Do
you know what that means? What they mean there?
But conditions. Seed. If you sow a seed, seed will be the cause of. Because of the seed, of course, plants comes out, and it will have fruits. Or flower, or fruits, or branches. But without aid of rain or manure, it will not, you know, grow. It means, you know, aid or. Things, you know, result by seed and by aid of something. I think your culture put more emphasis on aid. If aid is good, result will be, you will have good fruits. And how to improve the social condition is the most important point in your culture. But some other culture put emphasis on seed more. Maybe like communism.
Explain
it more.
I don't understand how communism puts emphasis on the seed.
communism is, I don't know so well, so I'm not communist, so. But in Soviet Union, if you put emphasis on, if you have whatever the study may be, sociology, or anthropology, or whatever it may be, if you put emphasis on aid, the government will not accept your theory. But both is too one-sided, I think. Seed is important and aid is also important. In communism, the social structure nearly the same to everyone, supposed to be, but actually I don't think so. Someone who has great power, great enough or strong enough to control people, they have more chance. Although social structure looks like same, so the aid is same to equal to everyone. But there is some, there should be some difference between people. Someone may be a secretary. Now someone may be just, working by norm. How this kind of difference it's original. If someone's seed or someone has good seed, he has that much chance. But in in our society, we put more emphasis on how to, if we improve, if we improved politics, or if we give people chance to develop, people may be happy. And we don't put emphasis on the difference of the put not much emphasis on who is more capable, or who is not. We treat people in the same way. So we sort of ignore the each one's original or each one's own ability. That is what I meant. Hi.
I don't understand the difference between egg and seed while you're using it.
Seed? Basic difference, you know, it is cause and effect. Relationship, cause and effect, it's more seed, you know. If you sow a seed, you will have some certain kind of plants. That is seed. Seed and relationship, fruit. The rain or, you know, wind or sunshine is not direct. Is not there. Is not seed, you know. Aid for seed. Some factors, conditions, which will help the relationship between cause and effect. That is what I meant. In Buddhism, we say in nen. In is seed. N is aid. And in and aid, or seed and aid is necessary for something to go or something to result.
Is the egg like the condition? The egg is something that has met certain conditions, has grown somewhat?
Aid is something to help, you know, to result something from seed. Excuse me. You know, egg for egg. The, you know, temperature of mother hen is egg. Some other questions?
In the Lotus Sutra, the Buddha seems to make a distinction between nirvana, or the stopping of pain, and complete, perfect enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also Tathagata knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk some about the difference between these two things?
Nirvana is more, you know, It is same kinds of words as no leakage, you know. Extinction of all desire is nirvana. No leakage, no outflow is nirvana. And enlightenment or anuttara samyak sampadaya, it's enlightened stage, more in a positive expression of same stage, but one is more Mahayana way and the other is more Hinayana way. For instance, arahat, before arahat, keeping various precepts and following Buddha's teaching, he may attain arahat. The practice of arahat is more passive and more negative. And the other is more active, you know, more positive. To have Buddha wisdom. And here there is many words for that. For instance, we have term, a technical term like Issai Shuchi. Issai Shuchi is various wisdom. The difference between our knowledge and Buddha's knowledge is our knowledge is accumulation of, you know, various knowledge. Not much relationship between one knowledge and the other knowledge, and not much system between various knowledge we have, you know. But Buddha's knowledge is which include each one of the knowledge, include the other knowledge. That is Issai Shuchi. So if you pick up, if you understand Buddha's knowledge, one Buddha's knowledge, you know, about, for instance, about a human nature, then the other knowledge will be included. That kind of knowledge is Buddha knowledge. And that kind of way of observing things, or that kind of practice, is enlightenment. It looks like completely different approach, but it is just two ways of expression of one knowledge. Hey.
sutra, the chapter duration of the life of the Tathagata. The chapter is preceded by a building up, which we learn that we're about to hear some very, very important truth. And after this chapter, it's emphasized again and again and again how important this truth is to keep in mind, the duration of the life of the Tathagata. And in that chapter, the Tathagata reveals that he actually attained enlightenment innumerable kalpas before, and that he is only making an appearance of extinction, but in fact there is no he was not enlightened as Shakyamuni and will not obtain extinction as Shakyamuni. Is this the same thing? Is this another way of saying what Dogen says when he talks about all beings already being in enlightenment and manifesting their enlightenment from day to day?
Yeah.
Or is this something else that is being said?
It is the same thing. You know, it is... if we say we are all enlightened people, you know. To attain enlightenment, just to know what we have in our sleep here. But although you have it, if you don't know that you have, you know, that is same as you don't have it. So this kind of idea, all of us has Buddha nature. This kind of idea is more, also Lotus Sutra has two sides, but Lotus Sutra put more emphasis on everyone has Buddha nature. So if you practice hard enough or long enough, you will attain enlightenment, but that attainment is not to have something, to acquire something from others, from other source. Just to find out what we have is, you know, to attain enlightenment. And when Dogen put emphasis on this point, he also put emphasis on dear self or essence of mind or Buddha nature, he mostly used the word anuttara samyak sampadai, which is something, you know, we have and something we attain by effort. It is both attainment and it is also something we have originally. When we translate it, supreme, incomparable body, it sounds something which we attain by our effort. But it is actually something which we have. So when he explained it, he says, wisdom seek for wisdom. And anuttara samyak sampadai is actually wisdom. Wisdom seek for wisdom. So, wisdom we have, seek for wisdom. That is actually what we are doing. Only when you discriminate your practice, you know, it looks like there is good practice or bad practice. By good practice, you will attain enlightenment. That is more usual understanding. But according to Dogen, whatever we do, that is actually, wisdom, seeking for wisdom. But because you discriminate it, you know, because you are involved in some ego, Peter said, ego outside of itself. And that is very good, you know. Short and strong way of expressing ego, you know. True ego is Buddha mind. And ego outside of itself is projected ego, you know, of which you will discriminate, you know, good or bad, good practice or bad practice, you say. But that, you know, good practice or bad practice or ego is not true ego. Ego outside of itself, you know, projected ego. And you discriminate about projected ego, as if there is some ego, as if there is good ego or bad ego. That is actually what we are doing. But who is doing that kind of, who project, you know, our ego objectively? Someone is doing that. Someone is true ego, which is always on your side, and which you cannot tell who he is or what he is. To realize this, if you realize this point clearly, you know, we have originally Buddha nature, which is universal to everyone. Ego on your side is the same, you know. But only when it is projected, there is a difference between ego one and ego two. Do you understand this point?
Could you give an example of ego one and ego two?
Your ego and my ego, you know. You know, I have big ego, small ego, and you have big ego. We say so, you know, because I project my ego as if my ego is very small, you know. And you are bold enough, you know, to say my ego is big. Because you are a student, you know. Because I am teacher, you know, I must say my ego is very small. But small ego or big ego is an ego outside of itself. Ego is here, on my side, not there. I said, your eyes never can see themselves. It's not possible. That ego is, you know, true ego and big ego, maybe. Hi.
You said before that outflows have, in some sense, related to desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it is said in Zen a lot of times that to do something fully.
To do something fully.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
You said before that outflows have, in some sense, related to desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it is said in Zen a lot of times that to do something fully.
To do something fully.
Mm-hmm. Doing something, to do it fully.
Mm-hmm.
That is sort of one of the goals of something that we should want to do and that we should do. Now, sometimes in our use of the word passion, we sometimes refer to that kind of action that is done fully and rapidly and without hesitation. I wonder if you could, from the Zen point of view, explain the relationship between desire and passion.
Passion and desire and for...
Maybe I could just ask the question, what is passion?
Yeah. Passion is, you know... when you are, you know, involved in or when you are caught by outside things which looks like exist outside, you know, and to which your mind or strength or energy is directed. That is mostly most likely a passion or attachment. Actually, that kind of thing does not exist, you know. But you think as if something exists in that way, and if possible, you know, hopefully forever. And you, that hope already will create something, you know, some passion or some desire. So, what is necessary is what we should do, or how we should act, or how we should do, which things which looks like exist objectively, it's without, you know, being involved in too much in the idea of being or substantial being. You should do it naturally, and that activity should be activity which you do in that moment. In that way, if we continue our life, that is perfect life. And next question, maybe, you know, actually, you know, to act in that way is possible or not, will be the next question. To answer this question, it is necessary for me to explain more on this point, on the other point, which is we say things does not exist forever, you know. Things exist just right on this moment, in this moment. Does not mean to acknowledge things or to do things just for this moment. Because each moment, when you say this moment has its own past and future. So, when you do it, you know, at that time, if you do not try to make some excuse, or if you do not have a preconceived idea, naturally, you will accept, you will have feeling of past and future. And you will see some difficulty in your future, in the future of that moment. And you will see the past of that moment. That is always included in each moment. Actually, you cannot do, you know, things just for that moment, forgetting all about its past and future. Do you understand? You cannot do so. When you do something, you know, without thinking or intuitively, you have to acknowledge its own past and future. And the past of this moment and past of yesterday may be the same, you know. I understand it may be the same. And it is same, maybe. But when we say it is same, that is too far, you know. There's some logical jump in it. Because each moment, the quality of each moment can, no one can say it is always same, you know. Maybe different. We should accept this point too. And strictly speaking, it it is not same. Because it is not same, we have some chance to make some effort more or to improve our karma. If it is exactly the same, there is no chance for us to improve our life. So it is same, but it is not same. There's two sides in the truth. So if we think, past, my past is always same, even though we don't know our future, my future. But past words always same, that is not, you know, perfect understanding. Future is cannot be same, and past also cannot be same. All sound like present, that's right. You know, you should understand in that way. Always present, you know. So different present. Or maybe same. You know, there's some relationship. Must be some relationship. But strictly speaking, you know, it is accumulation of smallest particle of time, smallest particle of present.
What do you mean when you said before, when you act in the present moment, you consider the past and the future of that present moment?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean that there is some kind of thing or idea, or concept, or something that you consider, or do you just consider the present moment? I mean,
time doesn't exist, you know. Actually, time doesn't exist, you know. But things exist, and things has some continuity, you know. So we say time exists. Instead of things, we say time, you know. Time includes many things. And it is a kind of idea, not actual thing. It, you know, instead of saying many things, we say time. Time includes everything. When we say this moment, it includes many things. And the center of it is me, you know, right here.
Do we consider, I remember Dogen talking somewhere about the fire, the wood burning, becomes a log and becomes ashes. But when it's ashes, are we supposed to remember that it's a log, or we just consider it ashes? When it's a log, we don't say, well,
log has its future and past.
Do we consider, log, do we consider them?
Yeah. Its own past and future. But we cannot say log become ash. It is so, you know. Because, you know, here is rock, rod, wood, and here is ash, you know. Usually you say wood become ash, you know. But ash has its own past and future, you know. And this is independent. And Us has its own past and future. Two different things.
In a practical way, I'm trying to... In practical way,
it is so.
If I look at you and I say, you're my teacher. If I look at you, and I'm listening to your lecture, trying to learn from you. And if I say to myself, well, in the past, Roshi's been a very good teacher.
Past Roshi is not present Roshi.
And now I'm looking at you, and if I remember that as the past, there's something wrong in that. And I wouldn't say wrong, but there's a hang-up. I'm attached or caught to some other idea. But if I look at you, and I'm listening to you, and we're talking, and I just accept the now, and I don't know you as a teacher, I don't know that you're a Roshi, I don't know anything. And you're just talking to me, and I'm talking to you. That includes everything. Without having to know that anything else.
Yeah. That is so. Understand something like me, you know. But this is just maybe looks like logic, you know. But it is not just logic. because we are liable to be fall in one-sided view. Idea of continuity or idea of discontinuity. And actual being and continuous and discontinuous, that is true. Like time is continuous and discontinuous. I always say it is 9 o'clock. When we say it is 9 o'clock, you know, when we say so, it is idea of time is discontinuity. You know, 9 o'clock. It is not going. But when we say time, it is something continue from this moment to the other. So, if you too much involved in this kind of thinking, you know, you will lose everything. When I talk in this way, you know, more logically, you will not think in this way actually, you are making this kind of, you know, mistake always when you think something objectively. So, the important thing is to sit and to go beyond this kind of thinking mind. And when you act, when you do something, without being involved in too much about objective world, or scientific world, or logical world, you should do more intuitively, more freely, you know, without being involved in too much this kind of argument or too much idea of attachment. Okay? That is what I mean. That is what I mean. Just to sit means don't be involved in good idea of good practice or bad practice. How long it will take before we attain enlightenment? Or what is enlightenment? You know, this kind of idea is result of thinking, which is shadow of your own mind. Your mind is always on your side, watching everything, understanding everything, who knows everything, and who is able to know everything. And you should trust that, you know, kind of you. And you should trust your practice too. And trust your intuition too. Then you will not make not much mistake. Why you make mistake is because you make some excuse always. Because I am Buddhist, we shouldn't, you know, have any idea of good or bad. You know, because I am Buddhist, Dogen Zenji said, live on this moment. So, whatever I do, it doesn't matter. You know? This is just excuse and just, you know, logic or argument, you know. But actually, because you don't feel good when you do something wrong, you know, when you do something which is not real, which you don't accept completely, you make some excuse. That is why maybe many people study religion, to make some excuse. You know, in Japan, in family system, you know, if someone's son get married with someone, some lady. She is their family, and the old couple may go to the temple every day, not every day, once a week or so. And what the old couple will learn from in temple is, you should do this kind of thing. You shouldn't do this kind of thing. And after they come back, they apply that teaching for the, you know, for the wife of the son. You know, today I went to temple, and priest told me so and so. I think that is right. It means that you are wrong. What priest said was right, and what you do always is wrong. That doesn't make any sense. To authorize his, you know, egoistic idea, people may study something. That is not how to study Buddhism. We should trust our own, you know, feeling and our own intuition. Maybe more physical one, rather than some idea or some thought or some moral code or precept.
Hey. Sometimes
faculty in me, or the moral part of me. I'll be doing something. And Doug once expressed this to me as kind of a very gray feeling, and a little voice in the back of your head saying, "Why, you stupid, or this, what are you doing? This is terrible. You're being very bad now."
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a
voice.
Yeah, a voice that when you're walking into the kitchen with the red box, again, it's very small. Sometimes it's very small. Sometimes it gets so big that it's actually screaming. And you stop! But there you go, doing it anyway. It's very difficult to sit through experiences like this with any composure.
No composure.
Except that the moral part of human beings, because people have that thing in them that says this is right and this is wrong.
Yeah.
Or I do.
Yeah. Yeah, most people, you know, I don't know what to say, but I don't know why why do we have that kind of feeling, but we know, you know, pretty well. We can trust ourselves pretty well without any teacher, maybe, but if you have a teacher, you know, you will not be fooled by anything. And you can put more faith in yourself, in your feeling. This is this kind of way of thinking or way of study is very different from other religion, maybe, which put more emphasis on some moral code or something you should do or you shouldn't, or precepts. Hi.
Could you say something about mindfulness?
Mindfulness?
Mindfulness and breathing?
Oh, mindfulness, it's, you know.
Mindfulness and breathing.
Breathing, mostly breathing. You cannot have good breathing. Unless you have good posture. And good breathing means, you know, to have in Zazen practice, to take inhaling and exhaling with your whole body and mind. Do you understand? That is good breathing, you know. So, if you practice in this way, naturally your breathing will be deeper and deeper, actually. That is good breathing. The mindfulness means to obtain the oneness of mind and body. If you have a oneness of mind and body, or if your mind pervades all parts of your body, that mind pervades, you know, and that mind is at the same time Buddha mind, which include everything. Hi.
If we find something that we feel helps us sit in that way, maybe with some it's he breathes through the pores in his skin, someone else packs it, not any muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Should we sort of use what seems to us by our experimentation? I mean, can we trust ourselves? I say to myself, just afterwards, I say, oh, that was my whole mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something very good to do, and I should practice that.
Yeah, if you have that feeling, that is it, you know. And if you think your practice is not good, and if you don't know why it is not good, you should think, you know, whether your mind is fully pervaded, every part of your body, or not. That is so called the skantaza. So skantaza, background of skantaza is the mind which is always include everything, which is with all things which exist. When I say with all things we see, strictly speaking, there must be many things which we don't see, which we cannot see. But we feel as if we are seeing everything, you know, when we see the stars, you know, we feel as if we are seeing all the stars which exist. Maybe actually we are seeing it. But in that case, I'm not talking about the stars which we don't see, or which a human being never reach. What I mean is, you know, things Buddhists talk about is mind and materialistic and